on KGYM. Good show coming up for you. We're going to talk with KJ Pilcher of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. We'll cover some wrestling, high school wrestling, as well as a little bit of college wrestling. Also, Tom Caker, HawkeyeReport.com, will join us. We'll talk about the news that broke yesterday about Jordan Bohannon missing the rest of the season. That and a preview of a little high school basketball coming up tonight and more. It's all coming up on the Gym Class presented by Third Base Brewery on KGYM. And from our studios here on the southwest side, we welcome you in to the Gym Class, taking you through the 3 o'clock hour here on KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5 in Cedar Rapids and 106.3 FM in Iowa City. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes today as your local programming block getting underway. We are presented by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids, conveniently located right there on the northeast side. Stop on in, and they are locally owned and operated, a great place for families to meet up again and again for a quick lunch, to catch the game after work, or bring the family for an affordable or delicious meal. Stop on by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids, a presenting sponsor of the Gym Class program on this sunny but chilly Tuesday afternoon. How are you?
I'm well. Good afternoon, you and everyone out there. It is a brilliant sunshine out there. Hope everyone's enjoying their day. Looking forward to the next hour with KJ Pilcher and Tom Caker.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Should be a lot of fun. Iowa wrestling in a little bit of a sojourn right now, and a hiatus, if you will, as they will not be in action again till the Midlands, which is coming up in a couple of weeks in Hoffman Estates, Illinois. Make that notation if you're on your way up there. It is not hosted. It's hosted by Northwestern, but it will not be on the campus of Northwestern again this year. It's going to be over at Hoffman Estates. I believe it was there last year as well. And we'll talk wrestling with KJ coming up. Plenty to talk about. He penned his weekly article in the Gazette today. You can read it at thegazette.com, and we'll certainly talk about it as well. Maybe we'll even talk a little D3 wrestling today with KJ. That's always a lot of fun. And, of course, we'll cover high school wrestling. That, of course, brought to you by Kurt Gustafson, Agency of American Family Insurance, located on Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids. High school basketball coming your way tonight on KGYM, beginning at 7:30. Real good pair of games for you. 1600 AM, 107.5 FM. Myself and Zach Bohannon will be over at Linmar. It'll be the Lions hosting number 8 rated Cedar Rapids Prairie. Both those teams undefeated. Miles Klotz, Eric Peterson will be down on the west side of Iowa City tonight, as it'll be number 3 rated Iowa City West hosting Dubuque Senior. They're both undefeated in the early part of the season. And again, those games tonight around 7:30-ish. The game's been starting earlier, though, this year.
You're not opposed to that.
Not opposed to that. In fact, they cut down the warm-up time from 20 minutes to 15 minutes this year. Mm-hmm. That is a new Mississippi Valley Conference rule, going and seems to have gotten things going a little faster. And we haven't seen sophomore overtimes or things like that as of yet. So as soon as I say things are going to start maybe at 7:25 or so, then you're going to have a double overtime. And I just pretty much jinxed everybody out there. I want to apologize to my colleague, Jeff Johnson. I will be there tonight as well out at Linmar. Should be really good games coming up tonight. And again, those will be at 7:30 for you right here on KGYM. After we left the airwaves yesterday, the news broke about Jordan Bohannon missing the rest of the Iowa men's basketball season, Mark, as we were anticipating an announcement sometime this week. It came very early in the week, and really to no one's surprise, I guess, Jordan is going to shut it down, going to have surgery on his other hip, and he will miss the rest of the season. 6 to 9 month process as far as rehabilitation is concerned, and he will be hopefully ready to go full strength and full speed 100% by the time basketball practice rolls around for the 2020-2021 season.
Yeah, I wasn't surprised, knowing what I've heard. Actually, you and others were privy to this information before it was even announced. And, you know, you kept your confidences, and but that's beside the point, I guess. Two hip surgeries at this early age is pretty significant for anybody, whether he be a basketball player or not. And apparently he recovered very well from his first surgery, and now it's on the other hip.
Yep.
And, you know, 6 to 9 months, 9 months puts it at September for full recovery. He apparently recovered quicker than anticipated the first time. We'll see about this time, but surgery is scheduled for tomorrow, I believe.
I think Thursday.
Or Thursday, yeah. I was thinking this is Wednesday, yeah. Thursday. But apparently this is the plan all along. It wasn't a matter of going through the process and seeing how it feels. Apparently this was the plan all along.
Yeah, that's the way it looks anyway. Wanted to play one more time at Hilton Coliseum and have a shot of winning against Iowa State over there. And I guess check that box off if you're a Bohannon and a Hawkeye fan out there. Not so much if you're a Cyclone fan, I guess. But that's the way things went out and the way they played out this year. I did a sports view on this yesterday. You can check it out at our website, kgymradio.com. Things are not going to be easy for the Iowa basketball team from here on in without Jordan Bohannon. You're going to see Luka Garza already, just by his prowess on the interior, is already being double-teamed and triple-teamed. That's not going to stop. Thing now is you're going to see a lot more doubles and a lot more physical play going up against Joe Wieskamp. Joe Wieskamp might be the guy that comes out on the short end of the stick as far as all this is concerned, because he is definitely going to be a marked man even more now for this Iowa basketball team, unless Connor McCaffrey keeps shooting it well from the outside and playing at the level he has played so far for the first 5 weeks of the season. Joe Toussaint's numbers, minute-wise, are going to go up. He's got to be Joe Toussaint, but maybe play a little less with reckless abandon than he's done so far. A couple turnovers in 30 seconds in a big game didn't hurt Iowa against Iowa State with the lead that they had, but it could in a game that's a nail-biter in the Big Ten. You got to think Ryan Kreener's probably going to step into the starting lineup for Iowa, but that takes him from his bench role coming in and providing a little bit of spark in that front line. That's got to go to Cordell Pemsel now, who's got to play better than he has through the first 5 or 6 weeks of this season for Cordell. So there's a lot of shifting and moving parts on this basketball team. Still don't anticipate Patrick McCaffrey coming back. I think the red shirt is probably going to happen for him. So you've gone from an 11-man rotation, and you're going to see Riley Till in too. Whether you think it's a good idea or not, Riley Till is going to play basketball for the Iowa Hawkeyes from here on in. And Riley has shown he has been able to play. If they can get 5 good minutes out of Riley Till a night, I think that would benefit this Iowa basketball team.
I would agree with all you said, and I would also throw into the mix C.J. Frederick and his effectiveness or not from distance could be a real factor on this team and take some pressure pressure off Wieskamp. There's still a lot of good players on this team. Bohannon's leadership and three-point shooting. I mean, his average had gone down by about 3 points a game, but he was also very effective on the floor. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. Starting Saturday against Cincinnati.
Yeah, against Cincinnati. And, you know, it's Cincinnati. They're not as good as they have been, but still it's not a bad program as far as the Bearcats and the AAC is concerned. Yeah, right now C.J. Frederick is shooting 51% from three-point range. And the pressure is going to go up in C.J. Frederick as well. Right now, Joe Wieskamp, 41% from threes. Connor McCaffrey shooting 31% from three-point range at this present time. But you got to have Joe Toussaint maybe pick it up. He's a driver. Let's face it. Joe Toussaint's not going to back down from anybody, but he's a slasher. He's mm-hmm. not an outside shooter. Joe Toussaint right now, 3 of 14 on the year. Not a great three-point shooter. Doesn't like taking three-pointers. But you're going to see a lot of sagging off of him and dropping down to Luka Garza when he has the basketball.
319-366-1600, our phone line, and Hertin and Stocker Jeweler text line, should you choose to weigh in. As John in Dubuque has, he would like us to address, in addition to when we bring Tom Cakert in, the rumors and message boards posts about Jordan Bohannon possibly seeking a grad transfer.
Yeah, I don't know where the heck that started last night.
Either.
And I just think that is 99% bunk. I will say bunk at this present time. Jordan Bohannon's a Hawkeye. And I just do not see any scenario. We'll ask Tom.
It's just that. It's rumor.
But
fabricated.
It takes one person to come up with this on the internet, and then it spreads like wildfire. And I just do not see a scenario where that plays out. I really, really don't. Well, we'll ask.
0056, tough break for Bohannon. Seems like it will make the Hawkeyes significantly worse.
Remains to be seen. Remains to be seen.
I don't know that significantly is the right word. We shall see. Kenneth saying, I think Evelyn will play better with more consistent playing time.
Well, he's going to have to. That's another guy that's going to have to pick things up because he's not been spectacular, certainly, in the first 11 games so far for this Iowa basketball team. In 89-25, CJ can shoot the three and plays better defense than Jordan. I believe that he is a bigger key than Joe Toussaint is at this point. Now, you mentioned that. If C.J. Frederick can continue to shoot the ball, that's going to make life easier for Luka Garza. Somebody's got to shoot the ball with consistency from the outside. There's no doubt about that. Whether it be C.J. Frederick, whether it be Joe Wieskamp, whether it be Connor McCaffrey, whether it be Bakari Evelyn starting to light it up from the outside, somebody has got to shoot the ball.
I will say this. Jordan Bohannon is still going to contribute to this team.
Absolutely.
He's going to have his surgery on Thursday, some recovery, but he's going to be on that bench as much as possible and be in those practices and be a leader in that regard, which is different than being on the floor. But don't think for a minute that Jordan Bohannon is not going to have a bit of a stamp on this team.
I would agree wholeheartedly about that. 319-366-1600. We're going to talk to KJ Pilcher coming up in a couple of minutes, and then Tom Cakert of HawkeyeReport.com will be joining us as well. We'll talk basketball. We'll talk about Kirk Ferentz's news conference yesterday down in Iowa City and talk about those two subjects.
5594 in the text line. J-Bo is not going anywhere. Biggest troll slash clickbait job ever done.
Do you ever think that we'd be trying to master the terms troll and clickbait between you and I back several years ago?
Nope.
I just knowing Jordan, knowing the family, I do not see any scenario in the free world where he leaves the Iowa basketball team. I don't see it. I don't see it out there. 317, going to talk to KJ Pilcher coming up in just a little bit here, and we'll talk with Tom Cakert as well. Want to remind you, coming up next, the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. They've got your chance to score a $50 gift card to Elevate Salon and Spa. $50 gift card, good toward any of their services like hair, nails, makeup, or massage at either location on the Edgewood Station Southwest, not far from our digs right here, or the Northtown Market on Blair's Ferry Road. Listen in from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock right after our program here on KGYM.
7184 in the text line. To listen to you guys talk about the Iowa basketball team without J-Bo is a little disheartening. Give his teammates some credit. Yeah, Wieskamp and Garza will have to step up, but don't count them out yet.
No, we're not, I don't think we're counting them out. We're just saying what has to happen now. Because things are going to change. And they're going to change starting with Cincinnati. Cincinnati's going to get an Iowa shorts on Saturday night. And try to play as physical a game as possible. Now, Iowa did very well against the Bearcats at the NCAA tournament last year. Different Cincinnati team. A lot of the Iowa folks back. But we're just anticipating what it's going to possibly look like.
The question for some now is, what about next year? Already, 53-01. If Wieskamp comes back and Garza with 100% Bohannon, the Hawkeyes will be good next year.
Go along with a Frederick to go along with a Nungy. No Kreener next year for Iowa. No Evelyn. Those are the two losses, but new recruiting class comes in. Yeah, Patrick McCaffrey, hopefully 100% next year. But that's 2020, 2021. That's crazy.
97-66. I'm most worried about Iowa breaking the press without J-Bo.
That's might see a little bit more pressure against Iowa. Just to see what Toussaint can do a little bit. Or Connor McCaffrey. I have no problems with Connor. Connor's 6'5". He can look over the top of the guards against that pressure. Garza's a good guy to help, whether it be setting a ball screen or being in the middle of the court to get a pass.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the press is going to hurt when those guys are in there. But if Joe's in there, a little smaller guy, but bulky, might see a little bit more of that. We'll see. Take a break. Come back. KJ Pilcher will join us. Tom Caker will join us as well. Stay tuned. Gym Class for a Tuesday coming your way, presented by Third Base Brewery on KGYM.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all-your-favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Your life is full, with good friends and family topping the list. Create an even more welcoming space for them this holiday season with elegant cabinetry from Decora. Meticulously handcrafted, solid hardwood, custom milled cabinets. Whether you envision a gleaming new kitchen, impressive entry, or updated entertaining area, Decora has discriminating details at an approachable budget. Consult with the designers at Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
You've spent a lot of years in sweat, working hard. And when you're not doing that, you're focusing on the right things. Your kids, your parents, and paying the bills. Retirement sounds nice, but feels a million impossible miles away. But it's not. Hennings Financial talks with people like you every day. Average folks with a 401k and a bunch of questions. They'd be happy to answer yours. Hennings Financial, a family-owned firm helping regular families retire better. HenningsFinancial.com.
Life gets real when you think about your son or daughter's future. College costs more than it used to, and careers have changed a lot too. So do you want to let your kid graduate with a mountain of debt in a tricky job market? Probably not. Consider a smarter option, Smart 263. Their apprentice program has stellar training, excellent support, and a game plan for a great-paying career without spending a dime on school. Get all the details on their apprenticeship program at smart263.org. Sheet Metal Workers 263, helping you win at the game of life.
Live sports and great smart rock go hand in hand. Take KGYM and Smart FM everywhere you go with the free KGYM app and the free Smart FM app. Sports and your favorite music on your mobile device with a touch of a button. For the home game or the road trip, get the KGYM app and Smart FM app for free today from your app store or KGYMradio.com and SmartRockin.com.
'Twas the holiday season, and in your garage, a brand new John Deere. That's not a mirage. With neighbors admiring your shiny new ride, it's your year for a deer to fill you with pride. So if additional offers are what you desire, see our low rates before they expire. Now start up your engines and drive out of sight. New John Deere equipment for all, and to all a good night. Make it your year for a deer. See your John Deere dealer today to discover more amazing deals and attractive financing offers.
At Amazon this holiday, there's still time to find great gift ideas for those final names on your list. Plus, with free one-day delivery on millions of gifts with Prime, there'll be more, more, and more.
You shouldn't have.
You're on Santa's nice list.
Amazon, delivering all you need for less.
At American Family Insurance, we know it takes many moving parts to make your house a home, and we're here to protect them all. With our innovative and comprehensive coverage options, we can build you a straightforward policy that truly protects what matters most, so you can stay focused and dreaming towards what's next. Ready to get the coverage you deserve?
See Kurt Gustafson at Kurt Gustafson Agency, your American Star Certified Agency. Excellence in customer experience.
Yes, I'm a dreamer.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Back in the gym class at 324 here at KGYM. We're going to talk to Tom Caker to HawkeyeReport.com. We'll do that coming up in just a little bit. Going to talk some wrestling right now with you. KJ Pilcher set to join us from the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Does a great job, of course, covering not only college wrestling, but also a fantastic job with high school wrestling as well. And our segment, Talkin' Wrestling, brought to you by Kurt Gustafson Agency of American Family Insurance, located on Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Johnson Avenue Hy-Vee. And you got the little holiday bug going that's going around, KJ?
Well, I hope I don't have a full-fledged bug, but... Yeah, I just didn't feel right coming in there, maybe possibly exposing you guys to something. So, unfortunately, you don't get a look at my pretty face today. But I was just going to thank you for that that intro, because now that means a bigger Christmas present that I'm going to get you. I'm going to double it from last year.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Nice. Can you beat the elk that Ironside brought in? The elk horns. You there, KJ? We may have lost him, Mark. We may have lost KJ.
Cell phones do that, right?
I know. I'm going to have to go. Don't hear him. All right. I'm going to go call him again. And while I'm doing that, can you entertain the troops?
With that Jeopardy song or something like that?
We'll work on it.
Okay. Yeah, we'll get to our poll question here shortly, the Emo's Hideaway poll question. Yesterday, we asked you about who is the true Iowa MVP and of the football team. And I'm going to revisit those results real quickly. And the winner was Keith Duncan, the first team All-America kicker. I'm not surprised at that.
No. I don't even know what you were talking about. I was calling KJ.
Yesterday's poll question.
Oh, very good. Okay. All right. We got KJ back, I believe. You back?
Yeah, I was just talking about how the special Christmas presents I was going to get you and Mark, but now I'm not sure.
I don't know if it's our end or your end. But somewhere.
Yeah, I don't know.
But, somewhere in the lines.
But I'm back. So
very good.
Good to go.
All right.
KJ, I'm going to start out with this Lisbon wrestling program. We know what Brad Smith has done in his career, and it's just truly remarkable. A couple different stints, I guess, but Mount Vernon Invitational, Lisbon just walked the competition and now is getting some national recognition, right?
Yeah, you know, I think really that the independence tournament really opened some eyes to just how good this team is. And, you know, you have some second generation wrestlers that are, you know, that are part of the program. Everybody recognizes the Happels, and, you know, Cale and Quincy are part of that. Cade Seabrek's not necessarily a second generation, but he's like third in a line of brothers that have been in the program. You have Cole Clark, who has really ascended the ranks, and, you know, he's the son of Jeff Clark, an assistant coach and a former state champ at Lisbon, and Brant Baltus, the son of Tony Baltus, I believe, as well. You know, and they've had some individuals. You know, I know there's a Lisbonite out in Nevada, D. Dan Burgess, who's brought some individuals to train at Lisbon and stuff when they'd come here for like freestyle tournaments during the summer and stuff like that. And it's really been an opportunity for some kids that maybe haven't experienced some real great atmospheres there to come to Lisbon and go to high school and really experience a kind of a different life and be able to train here. And I think that's led to some individuals to come through and just really kind of solidify the program a little bit. It's not because of wrestling. It just happened to be kind of a better situation for them. And it's worked out both ways. But, yeah, I mean, they were dominant at Mount Vernon. I think 10 in the finals, 7 champs. I think 3 more that finished 3rd and another that finished 5th. And that's not a bad tournament. It's a little, maybe a little thinner, not as deep as it has been in a few years. But, you know, they were getting titles from individuals like Max Cole. At 160, he beat a ranked wrestler from Muscatine. You know, and it's just like that. You're starting to see some of those other people in the lineup starting to get better and stronger, and whether it's confidence or just, you know, wrestling and drilling and competing with their teammates in the wrestling room. That was one thing Cole said, that, you know, they kind of put in the hard work and battle each other during practice. And you see that kind of pay dividends when it comes to competition, because you are facing tougher guys day in and day out in your practice room than you do out on the mat, say Thursday night or Saturday. So they've been really impressive so far, both as a tournament team and as a dual team. And, you know, there's still some progress to make as well. You know, you've got Happel and Avila. Brandon Paez has been really impressive at 120. Marshall Hauk is ranked at 150. You mentioned Clark and Baltus has really matured a lot and has gotten stronger at heavyweight. And they're really good from top to bottom.
Really good. And another really good, this was unusual because it was a Saturday duel. Prairie and Linmar went at it, tied after all the dust settled. They had to go to criteria. Linmar got the criteria. They got the 1-point win at 40-39, and heck of a duel in the middle of all these tournaments on Saturday.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of interesting to have a solo duel like that, you know, on a day that's normally set aside for tournament competition and everything, and it's kind of neat. I haven't been out there because I've gone out to tournaments to cover, but I'm assuming that's an opportunity for those two schools to, you know, a time for their fan bases and their students to all get there and be able to support those teams. And those two teams have had some brawls and some battles over the years that have come down to that final match. And you saw it again on Saturday. I believe there was an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty that might have been the decisive criteria in that one that swung it in Linmar's favor. But if you look at the results, you know, a lot of pins and a lot of bonus points. And that just kind of shows you that each side maybe kind of missed their strengths a little bit with the matchups. And Prairie, I think, had more pins, but there was a technical foul and a major decision there for Linmar. You know, and then one decision for Prairie, and that was the difference. And kind of impressed with, you know, Linmar so far. You know, they had a good showing up at Independence. They, you know, Brandon O'Brien at 106 has come back from, you know, a great summer of wrestling, competing for national titles and national runner-up in freestyle. You know, Tate Nakhchaborin, a freshman at 160, was really impressive at Indy. And, you know, he had a fall as well and has been really dominant so far. You know, Bryce Parkey as well has wrestled well. Ryan Plummer. It's going to be fun to watch them wrestle Iowa City West, because Iowa City West is a team on Thursday at Iowa City West. The Trojans have they don't have the balance from top to bottom, but they have individual talents you know, like Grant Odell at 106, that'll face Brandon O'Brien likely. You know, they've got Hunter Garvin at 132. You've got a Gambrel at 152 that more than likely will face Obasike Makai, two state tournament wrestlers from a year ago. And then at 170, you know, you've got Ashton Barker, who was a place winner for Liberty last year at Iowa City West. And then, you know, Ryan Plummer, both ranked really high. So that's going to be a fun duel, and it'll be fun to see where Linmar's at, again, against the team with some really high-quality individuals.
Kennedy was in Waverly for a dual meet tournament, only lost to a Wisconsin team. Kennedy had a pretty nice tournament.
Yeah, you know, and that's one – I think Kennedy's depth is going to be – challenged a little bit this year. It sounds like they might have some injuries among their upper weight guys that are going to keep some guys out for an extended period of time, if not the rest of the season. But, you know, that's they've really built things back up there under Coach Enick. You know, he's done a great job, and you've got some really strong wrestlers, you know, like this at heavyweight, who's going to go to Northern Illinois to continue his career, Jay Ostendorp. I was talking to some people, and, you know, it sounds like what John Ostendorp was in high school, his dad, I think a lot of people remember him from, you know, his days at West Liberty and the University of Iowa, and now the co-coach, that he really hit his growth spurt, I think, between his junior and senior year. And now it sounds like Jay's experienced something similar, and you know, you saw a great fall football season, and I think some big things might be in store for him as well in wrestling. And then you have Dylan Falk and Ty Fifthman and Kale Long. So, you know, Kennedy's done pretty well. I think it was Kakana, Wisconsin, that they lost to in pool competition up there. But you know, thought Kennedy would be one of the better teams, and that's the way it's shaken out. Kakana's got a rich tradition, and they're a strong wrestling power in Wisconsin and everything. So, you know, that's one where they're not at full strength, you know, you can learn from and, you know, just kind of move on from it. But a good showing for Kennedy overall.
Is Cade Parker one of those guys? Because I haven't seen his name.
Yeah, it sounds like there might have been some lingering injuries that he's having taken care of after football and more than likely won't be back this season from what I hear.
Too bad. Too bad right there. KJ Pilcher joining us, talk high school wrestling here on the Gym Class on a Tuesday here on KGYM. You mentioned Linmar West going to be a heck of a duel. City High Prairie going to be a really good duel coming up on Thursday. You'd like to be in two places at once, I would imagine. But
yeah, right. maybe if they could stagger, I think one's at City High, one's at West. Maybe if they staggered it a little bit, you could swing over and get both. But yeah, I mean, that would be really good. We saw Iowa City High last week against Western Dubuque, and, you know, that went down to the last three matches, and Western Dubuque was able to pull away. But, you know, City High is kind of in the same boat that a lot of teams are, where they may not have the balance from top to bottom, but they've got really good guys that can score a lot of points, like with Ethan Wood Finley and Garrett Borman, you know, in that 113, 120, 126 range. You know, you've got Hayden and Kevin, you know, who stepped in. Gable Mitchell, who had a big, it was a 12-10 victory that pulled them within a couple points going into those last three matches. And for City High, they don't even have one of their best wrestlers on the mat. There's a freshman, Ben Peter, that they expect some really big things. And he's coming back from a football injury, and Coach Corey Connell said that he's, you know, more than likely won't come back till after Christmas, but, you know, he looks strong right now, and City High will be a little bit tougher. And you know what you get from Prairie. Prairie's balanced, and as you see, you know, with a Linmar duel, they're going to put somebody competitive out every weight, you know, and they've got guys, you know, like Austin Kegley and Ashton Stoner DeGroote, Johnny Washburn, Hunter Callis, guys like that, that, you know, they're going to be tough outs when you're wrestling against them, and they always have the potential for bonus points. So that might come down to matchups and maybe just who has the most balance. And if that was the case, I'd kind of go in favor of Prairie.
big weekend. Yeah, school ends, but it's a big weekend and a big Saturday. Actually, a big Friday and Saturday of wrestling because the Battle of Waterloo comes up at Young Arena, the two-day tournament up there. All kinds of big-time powers from the state of Iowa, all over the state of Iowa up there. That kind of headlines things, but you also have the Northland Invitational going on Saturday. DeWitt's got their tournament. Xavier has theirs. Jeff and Wes go over to Southeast Polk. And then, of course, you had Fort Madison where Kennedy goes down, and they've done really well as of late.
Yeah, a real fun weekend right before break. You know, one last little push, a good test for everybody. It sounds like Fort Madison going to 2 days, more of a style of independence for last week's Council Bluffs classic, you know, that Wes got 10th over there in Council Bluffs on Saturday. You know, it sounds like that's more of what they've gone to at Fort Madison. So that'll be fun and some good competition. But, yeah, the Battle of Waterloo really has kind of evolved into a marquee event. And, you know, it's a great opportunity. I really like the format there, and they've done a great job with running it. You know, they tie it into the Waterloo Wrestling Hall of Fame too. So there's some fun stuff away from just the competition, but you've got teams from all classes and all over the state there. You know, they wrestle bracket competition on Friday, and then on Saturday, you know, they're assigned to pools according to how they finish. And, you know, coming in, you know, you've got Don Bosco, Waverly Shellrock, West Delaware, and Lisbon as the top seeds in those four brackets that will compete on Friday. I don't see anybody really knocking those guys off, so I assume that all four of them will be in the championship pool come Saturday afternoon and evening, and that's going to make for some really fun competition. You know, you've got two of the top 1A teams, and probably just as good as any team in the entire state with Don Bosco and Lisbon. You've got West Delaware and Waverly Shellrock, the returning state champs, and 2A and 3A, West Delaware. Both of those teams wrestled each other the first duel of the season, and West Delaware was able to come away with a victory. I think it was at West Delaware. But, you know, that's going to be worth the price of admission to seeing those guys in a round-robin competition on Saturday, assuming they all make it, which I think they will. But, you know, if you just look at the second seeds, like Prairie is the number two seed in the A bracket with Don Bosco. Linmar, also a number two seed in the B bracket with Waverly Shellrock. And, of course, you've got West Delaware, and the number two seed in that one is Indianola. And then Lisbon, where the number two seed is Ankeny, and then the number three seed is North Scott, which, you know, always has good wrestlers. And I think they finished right behind Iowa City West out in Council Bluffs as well. So a lot of good competition up in Young Arena. And we'll really see. I think that if Lisbon and Don Bosco cross paths, it'll be a really good indication of where those two teams could fall out in February.
Yeah, really good stuff right there, and don't sleep on the Wartburg Knights, as you wrote today, right?
Yeah, you know, and that's it's been interesting to see how some of the local wrestlers have really made an impact, you know, on their team. I think there's at least five guys that have, you know, started for them, and you know, they kind of interchange things a little bit. Too. You know, they really base things on performance. And if you're performing, the spot's yours. And you've seen that, you know, Kyle Briggs, former Cedar Rapids Jeff, state medalist, you know, he's ranked number two at 174. It sounds like he's moving up to 184 now to kind of strengthen the lineup a little bit and have somebody else come in at 74. And I think he'll adjust fine, and he's probably just kind of carry over the ranking. I think he's a title contender, whether it's at 74 or 84. You know, Shea Hartzler split some time at 157. He's a former Linmar prep. And then he's got Brock Raffin, you know, who was a national champ for them 2 years ago. I know he's kind of dealing with some health stuff. You know, he's a diabetic. He's talked about that multiple times, about the struggles with handling the diabetes and wrestling, which takes a toll on your body. And they expect him to come back, but they're going to be a little slow with him. But he's had a big impact on the lineup when he's been in there. Of course, he's a three-time state champ from center point of Bayonet. And then they've had guys like Brendan Baker that's wrestled varsity a little bit. But, you know, you kind of, I think a lot of people had written him off thinking Loris, this was the year Loris was going to knock him off. And it was kind of Loris's year. And Wartburg's now climbed back up into that number one spot. And I don't think they're ready to kind of loosen their grip on the conference or anything else, even after last year's disappointing finish at the national tournament.
Hey, happy holidays, man. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks for all the good information, and we'll talk to you soon.
No, thanks for having me, guys. Hope you have a great holiday season, and we'll see you in the next decade.
You as well.
The next decade. That's weird, man. All right.
Yeah, I know, isn't it?
It is. Thanks, KJ.
All right. Thanks, guys. Take care.
KJ Pilcher of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Read his stuff at thegazette.com. Give him a follow on Twitter as well. Take a break. Come back. Talk some Hawkeyes with you with Tom Cakert after this.
They deserve a gift of jewelry this holiday season, and you deserve to save. So find something beautiful at Siegel's. Save 30 to 70% over retail store prices and choose from a huge selection of new and estate jewelry. Siegel's staff doesn't work on commission. Their only purpose is to help you select the perfect Christmas gift. So find just the thing and save at Siegel's in Cedar Rapids, First Avenue, one block south of Town and Country Shopping Center.
There's always something special at Siegel's.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
At Amazon this holiday, there's still time to find great gift ideas for those final names on your list. Plus, with free one-day delivery on millions of gifts with Prime, there'll be more, more, and more.
You shouldn't have.
You're on Santa's nice list.
Amazon, delivering all you need for less.
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card.
Next stop, Graham Street. And Brian in the khaki shorts, your GNL energy bill went up 60% this month. Seems like you'd want to know. Stand clear of the closing doors.
So, meet Eno, the Capital One assistant that catches things that might look wrong, like increases to a recurring bill, then sends an alert to your phone and helps you fix it. Eno, another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One, what's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details. Limitations apply.
Back on the gym class at 3:46 here in KGYM. Our thanks to KJ Pilcher for joining us here on the program. And we're going to get a hold of Tom Kaker at HawkeyeReport.com coming up here in just a couple of moments and talk some Hawkeyes with Tom as well. We'll do that here. Buddy Lee's talking with him right now, probably asking all kinds of Hawkeye questions. Buddy's a big Hawkeye fan, so they're going over things as we speak.
In the meantime,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
In the meantime, let's get to our Emo's Hideaway poll question at KGYMradio.com. Does yesterday's Jordan Bohannon news change your outlook for the rest of Iowa's season? Yes or no? Thanks to Emo's on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
Yeah, we're trying. Tom, we're trying. Buddy is efforting, and he's efforting at this present time.
He's already got boneless wings on his mind.
Yes, he is. And he is calling, and we will have Tom on coming up here in just a couple of moments. A lot of things to talk about with Tom, and we will do that and get him on the air coming up here in just a moment or two. We have all the confidence in the world in Buddy.
I mean, it has to change your outlook, doesn't it? You lose a guy like Bohannon. Maybe not. I don't know. Go ahead and weigh in. KGYMRadio.com. Maybe you still have the utmost confidence in this Iowa basketball team, which has started very, very well. So,
yeah. We'll get to the poll question as well. And I've got a number for you, Buddy. Is that the same number that... good to see you, by the way. Nice to see you.
An entirely different phone number.
Oh, okay. Is that an entirely different number?
This is 4941.
Oh, there you go. Now we figured it out. Okay. All right.
We're behind the scenes of the gym class.
And this is how the sausage is made, ladies and gentlemen. It's a good thing we don't have a webcam. We're going to talk to Tom coming up for about a good 10 minutes with Tom Cakert coming up in just a moment. And we had the wrong number listed.
On the text line.
So somebody's getting a little bit annoyed.
On the text line with Brian, I think the biggest problem I was going to have is ball security. Bohannon did a very good job of not turning the ball over.
He did. And 10 assists and no turnovers in the win against Minnesota. So that was very big. Right there. I think we have Tom. The wrong number was transcribed to a piece of paper, and now all is good. All is great with the world. Buddy saved the day with us. Tom Cakert, HawkeyeReport.com, set to join us for a good 10 minutes here on the program. The wrong digit was transcribed, so somebody in the 563 area code is really angry with us.
I wondered if that's what it was, is that somebody... hit the wrong number.
That was the case.
So somebody's getting some angry messages from KGYM.
All right. Go ahead, Mark.
Tom, Jordan Bohannon news. What does it all mean in your mind?
I don't think anybody was surprised. I think he's been kind of dropping breadcrumbs since May, really, that this was probably what he was going to do. I think in the context of if it was just Jordan, it wouldn't be as big as now it's Jordan to go along with Jack Nungy, to go along with Patrick McCaffrey, and Cordell Pemsel's, played 21 minutes in the last three games, and he's got a sore back. So it's the attrition, I think, that's taking place that if you're an Iowa basketball fan, that probably is a bigger factor. And let's face it, even if Jordan was less than 100%, which he's been for probably basically his entire Iowa career, he's still one of the best threats to make a three-pointer in the country. And they're going to miss that more than anything else, just his presence, his savvy, and what he does attracting opposing teams defensively.
We gave our thoughts about what we may see now with a Jordan Bohannon-less Iowa team. What are your thoughts? What do you think opponents are going to do now to this Iowa team?
Well, I think you'll probably see a lot more doubles towards Luka because you're taking one of the shooters off the floor. You're taking a guy who's a career 40% three-point shooter, and made a ton of big shots. And they still have two good shooters that they can spread out on the floor with C.J. Frederick. And with Joe Wieskamp, Connor McCaffrey, much better this year, but still, I wouldn't call him a kind of a dead-eye shooter like those guys are. If you put Joe Toussaint out there, he's shooting 15.4% for the year. So he's just not as good a shooter. Bakari Evelyn shooting, about 20%. So you're going to have people kind of slacking off from those guys and helping down with Luka.
A national signing day tomorrow, and with the early signing period, the landscape has really changed. I mean, you and others were hard working at it right up until the last minute. I guess not so much anymore. Do we expect any surprises tomorrow?
Not really. Maybe in the context of Iowa has 22 commits and only 20 are going to sign tomorrow. Michael Lose, the young guy who just after his junior year got started, had committed to Iowa and then tragically had an accident in a pool and has a spinal injury. So he's walking and everything and doing fine, but he's still got to improve a test score and they've got to get some insurance things figured out. I don't think he'll ever play football for Iowa, but they've still got to work through some things. And then Keelan Gully, defensive back from Largo, Florida. They want to see some more academic progress before they'll do the letter of intent with him, but that's probably going to happen in February. But you're right, it's changed so much. I mean, you used to have the February day and there was always drama in January and guys stealing recruits and everything. And since this early signing period, less and less drama. I mean, really, since August, Iowa's had one prospect that they've kind of been they were zeroed in on, and Theo Johnson ended up going to Penn State. Other than that, they haven't had anything going since Deontay Craig committed August 16th.
Yeah, we've had everything tucked in. And Kirk addressed that yesterday, and he, along with other coaches, believe the date should be moved up, and I think the date probably will be moved up sometime in the near future.
Yeah, I would advocate something in the month of August before kids really start their senior year. Mm-hmm. So then the paperwork's signed. They've got a guarantee too that if something happens to them, they're still going to be able to go play football and get a scholarship somewhere. So I think the August date, and then you can keep something in February if you want. And I think that's probably the ideal situation.
The Holiday Bowl, Tom, Iowa and Southern California. Kirk talked yesterday about a different preparation, shorter preparation, much more like a double bye week. And I'm not so sure that isn't okay. I mean, if a team is off 4 or 5 weeks, you just never know what you're going to get in a bowl game. But is this a good matchup for Iowa or one fans should be fearful of?
I think it's I do like that it's a little quicker, with the later Thanksgiving. And then this week, they have finals, so a lot of the guys haven't even been practicing at all. And then they're going to get on the plane a Saturday, fly to California, fly to San Diego. So they'll be working out there, and they'll just kind of start from there to treat it as a game week, I would imagine, in terms of their preparation. But matchup-wise, I like it for them. They've traditionally done pretty well against the air raid type teams. Back to Norm Parker, really, was the guy that, you guys will remember him going up against Texas Tech in that Alamo Bowl and solving that air raid offense, and I'm sure they'll dust that off and try it again with what USC has to offer. Now, USC's got some probably better athletes than Texas Tech did, and probably better quarterback maybe than Texas Tech did at that time, but I like Iowa's chances against these pass-happy teams, just always have.
Were you surprised? No one was surprised about A.J. Epenesa and Tristan Wirfs going into the evaluation for the NFL. Were you surprised about Geno Stone, though?
Not really. I kind of expected he would. Honestly, the bigger surprise to me was that maybe Alaric Jackson didn't get an evaluation and perhaps Chauncey Golson get an evaluation from the NFL. I thought, it's a risk-free thing. Why not find out if they're going to give you any feedback that might or may not surprise you, and see where you stand with a potential future employer. So that was the bigger surprise to me, not that Stone did it, but who didn't do it this time around.
Is Keith Duncan one of the MVPs of this football team, along with AJ and Stanley?
He has to be, doesn't he?
He has
to be. Yeah, I mean, he's had a record-setting season. May, the way the offense has been and the way he has kicked this year, there's probably a good chance he ties that, gets to that NCAA record in the bowl game. So, That'll be played out. But if he can get to 31, he's going to be another record. It's just been kind of the perfect confluence of two things: the Iowa offense kind of dying in the red zone, and Keith Duncan's just been incredibly accurate this year, and it's worked out for him. And couldn't happen to a better kid. I mean, just super kid. And you know, you think about his story of sitting out basically for 2 years on the sidelines after making a legendary kick, and now here he is back in the spotlight and making the most of it.
Word to the wise, Tom. Careful in San Diego. Last time I was there, Don Doxy of the Quad City Times had his wallet stolen in a little watering hole. So if you see Don, you might want to remind him of that.
It's probably the watering holes that you guys were going to that led to that.
No comment.
There's something about the place you guys haunt. That's what I'm going to say.
It was his choice.
Shady. Nothing but shady situation out there. How appropriate here in the last 40 seconds or so, Tom. By the way, thank you for joining us. And that it would be not only because Iowa seems to have every Holiday Bowl come down to a kick, but a Keith Duncan kick to possibly win that game. I think it would be appropriate.
I think it would be awesome if that happened. And a perfect capper to the season, and the season of the field goal for Iowa football.
Yeah. Happy holidays, Tom. Have fun in San Diego, and thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
Okay, thanks for having me on, guys. Always enjoy it.
All right. Tom Kakert, HawkeyeReport.com, joining us here. To close things out on a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Ironside joins us tomorrow. Chris Liss of RotoWire.com. I'll try to explain to him how I lost the semifinal.
And a Bowling Night in America preview.
Stay tuned. Todd and Alex coming up next right here on KGYM. We'll talk to you tonight. Prairie at Linmar Boys Basketball. We've got West hosting senior as well tonight at 7:30.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
Leo Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. The Lions are bringing back GM Bob.